Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by AdamandEve.com, the number one adult toy superstore. Use promo code FREAK at checkout and receive just about any one item at 50% off. We're talking vibrators, kinky bondage gear, stuff to put your penis in, stuff to stimulate your clit, lingerie, movies, toys, just about anything. Use promo code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. Get 50% off just about any item, plus 10 free gifts, including free shipping, all at AdamandEve.com. Promo code FREAK. Distorted View Daily proudly presents Sounds of the Homeless. It's Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, sperming up women real good. Plus, Rachel's friend is fucked up on something a lot stronger than pot brownies. And propping up your dead mother on the couch while you open Christmas presents. All this for sure voicemails today on DV.
Ma'am, step back. Step back.
The vagina is full of AIDS.
Breathing in semen from the air does not get a woman pregnant. LOL, laugh out loud.
Oh, damn. It's nothing. It's stupid.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, Tim back here with you for the Wednesday show. Got a great one for you today. Over the years here on the podcast, we have read several news stories of men that were willing, selflessly willing, to impregnate just about any woman that asks them. It's not a business. A lot of times the guys won't accept any money. It's a charity. And it's really one of the main reasons why it's so hard to be a straight male prostitute. Guys are willing to work for free. The hobbyists have ruined any chance for male prostitutes to make money, at least in a heterosexual way. The gays are still willing to cough up some cash. Is it cough up some cash or gag up some cash? Sounds like gag to me. Oh. We're only 3 minutes into the show. Cock gagging already. That is not cash he's gagging up. Money is not Milky White. So, you know, if you're a woman, why would you go to a sperm bank if guys are just willing to impregnate you for free? Well, sperm banks are definitely a more sterile environment. You have a little more control over what DNA is going to be entering you. And a lot of times with these guys willing to donate their time and services for free, there is a cost, kind of. They want to actually fuck you. I found a short documentary featuring one of these guys. His name is Kyle Gordy. He's 29 years old, and he already has almost 40 children. He's also rather dumb, because I believe he allows these women to put his name as the father on the birth certificate, which might later on end up biting him in the ass in the way of child support. But let's meet Kyle and see what he's all about.
They want that baby. I'm going to give him that baby. I'm going to push it harder. I'm going to do it harder. Fill them up until their sperm is water falling out like a Niagara Falls or something, yeah?
Yeah, that's kind of Kyle's motto in life. Fill these bitches up until their cunteth spills over. He is an inspiration to us all. So the beginning of the short documentary states that many women are turning to unregulated Facebook groups to find sperm donors. Kyle is one of these creeps. This film refers to him as one of the largest sperm kings in the country.
We're about to have intercourse to make a baby. Like, naturally, we're gonna make a baby. So I try to look my best. Looking good for her. I really should shave my chest up.
Yeah, take a little pride in your work. You know, he's not overweight. I don't know if you'd consider him attractive. I don't know if women care. They've just got baby fever. So fill me up. Just fill me up.
I've been doing this for 6 years. I have babies all around America. Do I want to expand around the world? The answer is yes.
Guys, there may be franchising opportunities available.
How many kids do you want?
Realistically, I could say 100, but I may decide I want more than that. Maybe I'll have 1,000. Yeah, this is like what I take usually before I donate to a recipient. It produces more sperm.
Is that Semen Max? I always see those ads on Pornhub.
Oh God, it tastes like shit, yo.
You guys see those ads where they show like a little cup being filled with cum? And then what it looks like if you take this Semen Max stuff, it overfills the cup. Like, who wants that much sperm, really? Who's that into cum? Doesn't taste good. Doesn't smell good. It's sticky. It dries and discolors your clothes. Of course, I'm not trying to get pregnant. I guess if I was trying to get pregnant, I mean, more is better. After all, he wants to fill up these broads like Niagara Falls. So it's spilling out of him.
Okay, she's at the door.
Oh, right. He's at the motel already. He was waiting for his client. She arrived. Based on the conversation they have, I wouldn't call this guy a business professional.
Hello?
Hi. I'm here.
It's been a while, and you're probably tight.
It's what?
You're probably tight. Well, I mean, it's been a while, so you're probably tight.
Thank you. I guess you can be the judge of that.
Come inside your dog, or come inside your missionary?
Doggy would be better.
Okay, doggy. All right. All right.
So I like how there's a menu of services. Kissing or no kissing? Should I take my shirt off? Should I leave it on? Should you leave your shirt on? Should you take it off? What would you prefer? Doggy? Missionary? Fast? Slow? Should I hit you deep or keep it shallow? Want your clit rubbed or do you just want a pounding? Music in the background? Porno in the background? Candles? Scented or unscented? I mean, his only question was missionary or doggy. I'm just thinking of like how I would run my business. I would have the woman fill out a paper beforehand. A little checklist or menu or something.
How are you feeling about it? You know, what are you?
Did you tell her about my penis?
What do you mean your penis?
Oh, no, I have a big penis, and so it helps her get pregnant. It helps people get pregnant.
This guy has to be a little autistic or on the spectrum or something. He's not great at making small talk, and he blurts out weird, inappropriate things. Did you tell her about my cock, huh? Did you talk up my penis? Come on, help me out. I was like, dude, you've already sealed the deal. She has come to you to get pregnant. I don't even think she really cares how big your dick is.
Did you tell her about my penis?
What do you mean your penis?
Oh, no, I have a big penis, and so it helps her get pregnant. If helps people get pregnant.
I mean, if the penis is long, the sperm have less distance to travel.
One perception we might say it is that I'm doing this because, you know, relationships never worked out. And this is a way for me to fill that gap, knowing that I'm not going to have kids of my own. I decided to do this, and I knew a bunch of lesbians, and I...
Yeah, this isn't really so much about helping people out. This is like him working through his own issues. Later on, he says that in addition to having sex with the women, he will come in a cup and mail it to the ladies if that's what they're looking for. Also, if he's not attracted to the women, he'll go ahead and just go that route. He also starts quoting the Bible, which is kind of funny because you can really make scripture bend and twist and sort of fit whatever it is you want. And this guy says, look, you know, he's doing what the Bible tells him to do.
What does the Bible say? Genesis 1:28, to be fruitful, multiply.
Well, there you go.
That's literally what I'm doing. There's no issue with it.
He's got a one-way ticket to heaven. Sperming up broads for Jesus. The next part of the film is crazy because Kyle meets with a woman he successfully impregnated. This woman has had the child and the child's going to meet Kyle. Like, this can't end well, right? Why would you put the kid through this? Why would you put yourself through this? You're a jizz delivery system. That's where your job ends. Getting the cum from dick to pussy. You should walk away, not revisit this.
I'm just worried, like, what if the girl's like, oh, daddy, and then she gets mad, oh, no. we're not family or...
Yeah, that could happen. Valid concern.
He's knocking on hotel room door.
Hey.
It's the kid. Hey, what's up, kid?
Holy shit, he is not equipped to do this. I detect a tiny human. Beep, boop, bop. He's like a robot. There is a kid there. What are you doing, kid? My human jelly made you.
Hey, long time no see.
I know, right?
How's the kid now?
She's 3. She's about to be 4. Say hi.
Say hi.
Say, my name is Lanaya and what?
My name is Lanaya.
Does she know?
I don't know. She don't know nothing. She don't know.
Oh, yeah. She's too young to understand.
Who gave Beth?
Me. You don't see these faces? She has my face.
What was the actual process? Like, what happened?
It looks like it's a lesbian couple here. Okay.
She sucked it up. After she used the syringe, she inserted it inside of me, and then I just lay back with my...
The kid is right there. Can you make her play with her iPad somewhere else? As you describe how the cum entered your pussy through a syringe.
I understand.
Who gave Beth?
Me. You don't see these faces? She has my face.
What was the actual process? Like, what happened?
She sucked it up after she used the syringe.
She sucked it up?
Syringe. She inserted it inside of me, and then I just lay back with my legs up, I think, for like 90 minutes. First try, too.
Yeah, first try. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't ask for any money.
You just made us feel like real comfortable and...
Well, I hope she included that nice compliment in her Yelp review. Kyle, though, just has to say weird stuff and make things awkward.
I want to see how many you can make and how they can look. Because you mix different races.
However many get made. I still don't have an Asian yet. That's why I'm going to go to Philippines and Rampage over there and...
Rampage? Like, so do you want a kid with every race?
It would be cool. She won't be having no incest with marrying some guy in the Philippines.
Yep. That's your baby daddy. Yeah, the woman says she's not sure if she's ever going to tell her daughter what Kyle does to so many women.
Did you know at the start that Kyle would be, as he says, rampaging around?
Hell no, I didn't know he was going to be rampaging. Yeah, like, what if she just run into somebody and then that's her brother, that's her sister? Yeah, because it's so many.
Yes, accidental incest is a real concern with Kyle. Actually, let's go back to that first motel room where he was about to fuck abroad.
Hopefully I just impregnated her. I did my thing. I gave her the 9-inch penis. She didn't orgasm. She's like, oh, Kyle, I wish it was 10 more minutes so I could orgasm. But if I wasn't, more like had stuff to do today, I would have.
Yeah.
Take your time.
That's why you couldn't give her an orgasm. You had errands to run.
We would have took our time more.
How would you like the penis? Was it
good? My God. What a weird way of putting that.
It was good.
It's 9 inches, right?
Oh, I didn't measure it.
I told you before it's 9 inches. We always told you this. I told you. Runs in my...
Good God. He's so weird. He knows that big dicks run in his family. Like, he's had conversations with his brothers and father, grandfather.
And that's like a plug, and the deeper it is, the closer it is.
Oh, what? What? It acts like a plug.
9 inches. We always told you this. I told you, it runs in my family. Like, and it does help because it keeps the sperm inside you, And that's like a plug, and the deeper it is, the closer to the cervix, and it really did help,
I feel like you're talking about your big penis a lot.
Yeah, even the documentary crew is like, enough with the penis talk. We get it. And he still won't shut up after that.
Favorable factors in life is a big penis. I think please a woman is a benefit in having a big penis.
Right. Big penis. Aren't those the lyrics to Rock Me Amadeus? Big penis, big penis. Big penis, big penis, big penis. Could be wrong on that one. If you want to check out the full short documentary, I will link to the video on the show notes because you need to see this guy. He kind of has a punchable face. Might be fun to watch. Also fun to watch is the YouTube channel Columbus Police Body Camera. Oh, these boys are doing God's work. Thanks to public records requests, this YouTube channel is able to obtain body cam footage from the police interacting with mostly drug addicts in Columbus, Ohio. We have featured them once before, and I've got a new video from them. This woman says she's been clean for 4 weeks, but she's acting a little strange.
Hey, what's your name?
How much fucking got teeny divorce? Seriously, now?
I don't know how this video is 14 minutes in length. You have enough information to arrest her right now. This is a voice that I have heard time and time again. And it's just such a clear indicator that the woman is under the influence. And this is the sound that gives it away.
Now?
That's it. That's all you need to hear. You play that in front of any judge, immediately guilty. We first witnessed this phenomenon nearly 15 years ago when the polite vampire got arrested.
You don't want to do that, okay?
I know, do I scare you?
Yeah, you do.
Right? Sounds a lot like...
No.
Not exactly the same, but similar. So this woman says that she's clean, but she ate some pot brownies.
Okay, do you have a first name?
Let's this start. Is not the work of pot brownies.
What's that?
I just need a baby. That's my name. Oh, my God, I can't breathe.
Well,
but
sit down.
Yeah, not pot brownies. Maybe meth muffins. We're going to rewind a few minutes here to where the police actually meet up with this interesting lady.
What's up?
Being a whore.
Hey, back up.
My dad's being a whore.
Your dad's being a whore?
Yes.
Okay.
My dad's being a whore. You're not listening. Sorry.
Where is he?
My stepdad just got into the fucking car. Rachel. Not you.
Rachel, do you think Rachel really wants to talk to your dad? They're on a break right now.
Ride, please.
Her dad's being a whore.
Yes.
One cop talking to another, bringing him up to speed on what's going on. The woman then asks the cops for a ride to where I don't know, but the cops have some questions for her.
What are you on?
I'm on anything. I haven't fucking been asleep yet.
Okay.
Because of the drugs?
Look,
I've been clean for fucking 4 weeks.
Until tonight?
Agree to disagree.
Okay.
Where's your dad at?
There's some asshole cops with snarky comments. The cops keep trying to get her name. Eventually, she gives it up.
You could take me.
What's your first name?
What?
What is your first name?
Teeny! I'm in the motherfucking family!
Teeny?
Teeny?
Yeah.
That's not your birth name.
Yeah, it's short for Martini, asshole!
That's a T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-T-E-N-N-I-E-
Well, there's a medic coming for you, Teeny.
I'm not.
Yeah, we called for one. I promise.
We've got a real drug problem here in the United States. I don't know if you're aware of this. The boys try to get to the bottom of what she actually took.
And I'm tired. I'm ready to go to bed.
She's tired. That's the problem. That's why she's acting like this.
Okay. I think NyQuil is my worst yet.
NyQuil, sure. She also admits to eating something.
The first drop is in front motion.
It was really good, too.
Yeah, brownies with weed in it.
Yes, I did.
Ah, pot brownies.
No, I didn't say any, okay. So stop with the jokes.
I'm Pepper Cup.
I'm not joking about it. I'm asking
you. No, I'm not retarded.
That apparently was one of the theories being floated. Look, the police are just investigating. They gotta look into every avenue. Maybe she's just retarded. Any last words from, Teeny here?
Let me go see how he's
I wouldn't call those words. Any last sounds from Teeny?
Yes, I do.
Can you spell your first name, please?
What do you think? Dumbest fucking question of the night yet.
And I do.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
That's Teeny. It's Teeny with a...
Yes, I will.
One of those fancy European letters.
Take me.
Quickly lost.
Yeah, the medics are coming. We're just trying to figure out who you are.
I'm glad anyway.
I think you've heard enough. Hope Teeny was able to get the help that she needs. Real quick, I wanted to play a couple of accidental on-air bloopers. These are people that didn't know their mics were on. The first one is one that we've played before, kind of. It's, from a baseball announcer who was talking about a particular team. I think he called them faggots.
The fag capitals of the world.
Oh, it's a fag capital of the world. He must have been talking about San Francisco, right? I think he was like the announcer for Cincinnati. What's our team over here? The Cincinnati Reds? Not Red Sox, Reds. The Cincinnati Reds.
The fag capitals of the world.
I know he's not talking about Cincinnati. He must be talking about whoever Cincinnati was going to play next. Anyway, like I said, we've played that audio before, but I don't know if we've ever played his apology. It happened during a game, and he still is, like, calling the game while he's apologizing. So the apology comes off as a little insincere.
3-0 ball game with the Reds in front of the Royals. We go to the top half of the fifth inning. I made a comment earlier tonight that went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Yeah!
And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
Look, part of me is like, that is a piss-poor apology. You know, you're so easily distracted. But on the flip side, it is in the middle of the game, and that's what he's supposed to be doing.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I'm going to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck.
Yeah, this was during the same game, so he was not sure if he was going to be fired, which, you know. You should have saw the writing on the wall there.
For the Reds, for Fox Sports Ohio, for the people I work with, for anybody that I've offended here tonight, I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am. That is not who I am, and never has been. And I'd like to think maybe I could have some people that that could back that up.
That's like his call to like friends in the broadcasting industry or athletes that would come to his defense. Like, please, someone back me up. I'm not a fag basher. Well, if you want an update, he was suspended, naturally. Not just outright fired, but then he officially resigned a few months later. Well, he says he resigned. According to USA Today, the Cincinnati Reds had already decided that Brenneman would not return for the 2021 season. In December, though, he made his triumphant return. He's serving as a play-by-play announcer for the Roberto Clemente League in Puerto Rico for the 2021 season. So he's doing well. It's funny how one little slip of the word fag can ruin your career. Yet somehow it has built mine up. The more I say it, the more successful I get. That's the power of fag. It's funny, like, you know, I put one dick in my mouth, all of a sudden I'm allowed to say fag. It's different with other taboo words like the N-word. White people can never say that word, no matter what happens to them. They're never going to be black, so they can't say the word. But if you're straight and you just suck one dick, if the head of a penis just passes through your lips, all these wonderful new words are at your disposal. And not all of them are offensive, but no straight guy would say some of them. You know, like, okay, fag is one word. That's a bad word. But straight guys can't say stuff like, girl, like that, you know, like, girl, that they're like smacking their lips first, girl. Gay people can say it, and no one looks at them weird. Fabulous, shade, spilling that tea, stuff like that. You know, gay guys can say, straight guys can't pull it off. It's like a video game. You complete the quest of sucking dick, and boom, achievement unlocked. Get access to all sorts of fruity-ass words. All right, the other on-mic accident happened during a Zoom call in a Florida court. It wasn't the defendant. It was one of the lawyers who had a potty mouth.
Mr. Mitchell, good morning. Are you able to hear me all right?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Mitchell, you're before the court this morning on one charge of grand theft. I do find probable cause, and I will first hear from the attorneys with their recommendations. We'll start with Mr. Linder.
Hey, Mr. Linder's going to talk first.
Judge, I'm recommending a $5,000 bond and no return. While I see no priors, I do believe this is obviously not your run-of-the-mill grand theft.
Oh, f*** you, Linder. Who cares what you got?
Mr. Miller, excuse me, but your microphone is on, and if we have one more outburst like that, we're going to be having a very serious discussion with your supervisor.
Fuck you too, Judge.
I would expect that you would apologize to Mr. Linder right now. Turn
I apologize that my microphone was on, Judge.
I don't apologize for the words I said. I apologize that you could hear it
right now.
What an asshole.
Turn
my apologize that my microphone was on, Judge.
You know, he should be sanctioned.
We'll be having a discussion with Mr. Goldberg after the session today.
Mr. Goldberg, do you have any parting words?
Oh, f*** you, Linder.
I wonder how the accused feels about his lawyer right now. Probably like, Jesus Christ, I'm going to be doing life in prison, thanks to this guy. All right, real quick, before we get into the news, wanted to share with you a music video from a Japanese artist named Kurito. Kurito is trying to sing Smells Like Teen Spirit. I hope I didn't give everything away when I said he is trying to sing Smells Like Teen Spirit. Yes, the classic Nirvana song. Kurito even sings the song in English. You'd be forgiven, though, if you can't understand the words. It still sounds Japanese to me. The song has 305,000 views on YouTube. 400 thumbs up. 1,700 thumbs down. This already sounds like me when I'm trying to sing a song that I don't know the lyrics to, so I just mumble the words. Oh yeah, that sounds right. Go. He sounds like the Tasmanian Devil from those Warner Brother cartoons. Yeah, he sounds more like Courtney Love than he does Kurt Cobain. Maybe he got confused and thought this was a whole song. All right, so there you go. Just a little bit from Kurito. By the way, Kurito apparently is a very popular musician. This was just a bit of a misstep for him, I think. Blah, 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 blah. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. If you are a somewhat new listener of the show, you might be a little perplexed, a little confused. The title of the show is Distorted View Daily. New episodes are only popping up on your feed on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. What's the deal?
What's the deal?
The deal is on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we typically do sideshow exclusive episodes. Next natural question is, what the fuck is the Sideshow? Well, the Sideshow is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I was one of the first podcasters in the world, kind of. I started in 2004, and that really was the start of podcasting. As for daily shows, I don't know if I was the first, but I think I'm the longest running, continuous long running show. Yes, there are thousands and thousands of shows in our archives. They are just for Sideshow members. When you sign up, you get full access to every single episode. More importantly, though, you do get those shows that we do just for paying freaks on Tuesday and Thursday. Yes, two times a week, Sideshow exclusive podcast. They're full length. I don't skimp. And there are other bonuses. We have done past short form video shows. Our good friend Corey used to do a series called Butt Fudge Sunday. You can find all of those in the archives. Check it out. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Memberships are very inexpensive. This is how the show continues. If you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting it. Again, membership is very inexpensive. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Other ways to support the stupidity, we do have a Patreon account. Maybe you just want to pledge a buck or two. That's all you can afford. That's great. Every little bit helps. Patreon.com/distortedview. Over there on the Patreon, I do posts occasionally. I've posted some behind the scenes Distorted View stuff, a video of me recording the show, like a time lapse thing. If you pledge $5, you get access to a special voicemail line. So there are some perks over there as well. Patreon.com/distortedview. Okay, three very quick stories now. First up,
I'm so enthused about the news. So enthused about the news.
enthused about the news. Prosecutors say a California man. I'd rather hear enthused about the news than California from Phantom Planet. Prosecutors say a California man allegedly killed his wife and propped her up on Christmas morning for their kids to open gifts in front of her dead, rotting corpse.
I'm having a depressed Christmas.
Yeah, that scene does sound pretty depressing. Unless the kids are really dumb. Didn't realize mom was dead. She's just tired. Tired and cold. And a little blue. William Wallace of Anaheim was charged in the 2011 killing of his wife, Zazelle Preston, 26, which allegedly occurred during a violent argument on Christmas Eve. According to the Orange County Register, during his trial on Monday, wow, who said justice was swift? This happened 10 years ago. It's finally just getting to trial? Okay, whatever. So, on Christmas morning, Wallace placed Preston's body on the sofa with sunglasses on. No, we do not need any more music on this episode of TV. She wears her sunglasses while dead. You know, I'm starting to think the kids are just really dumb. It's a weird sight to have mom pretty much passed out but propped up on the couch with sunglasses on. Also, the father told the kids, "Mommy got drunk and ruined Christmas." Okay, now that is just straight up ripped off from a Red Sovine song.
Well, it's Christmas, and Mommy's drunk again. But that's okay, because I bought the kiddies some presents this year, and we'll have a real good time opening them underneath the Christmas tree. Kids will surely giggle in glee as they open their trucks and their dollies. But I probably won't be able to hear them. The sounds of their mommy yakking in the toilet. Later in the day, we'll all sit down and have a nice ham dinner. Just about the time that mommy starts getting the shakes on account of her alcohol withdrawal.
And then the last part of the song is like where the kids tug on mommy's nightgown to tuck them in. Like,
"It's time to go to bed, mommy," they softly whispered into her ear, but mommy didn't move. "Why won't you talk to us, mommy?" The kids cry and plead. But again, mom doesn't answer. Her eyes rolled back into her head, and she slumps over dead. Merry Christmas, assholes!
Another fine Red Sovine song. Yes, the father said, "Mommy got drunk and ruined Christmas." At the time, Wallace's two daughters were 8 and 3 years old. The couple also shared a 7-week-old newborn. Preston was studying to become a domestic violence counselor at the time. As for what happened on Christmas Eve, Wallace's attorney claimed his client was being accused of something that wasn't his fault. And, you know, the woman got drunk and she fell on a glass table and she hit her head and she died. Witnesses painted an alleged picture of repeated violent behavior from Wallace, 39, towards Preston. Relatives of Preston also allegedly told investigators that Wallace had threatened to kill his wife before. This Christmas story does not have a happy ending, and unfortunately, this is not just a story, it's real life, Senior Deputy District Attorney Heather Brown said in court. Meanwhile, Wallace's defense attorney, Heather Moorhead, everyone is named Heather there, it's fucking weird, you will hear about a relationship that was full of arguing and yelling, but also a lot of love. Wallace has been in jail since he was arrested all the way back on Christmas Day 2011 in lieu of a $1 million bail. He faces first-degree murder charges, and the trial continues. Second story we have for you today. Could this one possibly be a little less depressing? Let's hope. Dr. Andreas David Niederbichler, age 45, was previously jailed after his lover overdosed when he sprinkled cocaine on his cock. All right. Wow, that first sentence kind of just laid everything out on the table, huh? I feel like I don't even have to read on. We got the gist of this one. All right. He's now been ordered to pay compensation to the victim's family after they pursued a civil lawsuit. Niederbichler was found guilty of aggravated rape and bodily harm, and in 2019 was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Von M., aged 38, was a former patient of his, and she died after overdosing on cocaine that he placed on his penis. She collapsed at the doctor's home in Germany before tragically dying later in the hospital. I want to learn more about these circumstances. First of all, how much fucking coke was on this guy's dick? Is this his way of bragging that he has a large penis? I've got such a huge hog, women snorting cocaine off of it will overdose. That is quite a brag. My other question is, what kind of doctor was he? Was he treating her for a drug addiction? And this is how he could get her to suck his dick? I know you want this. I know you want to go riding down the slopes, if you know what I mean. Gonna have to do a little snow blowing first. This has to happen a lot with people who are just highly addicted to drugs. Just getting tricked into sex. Or not tricked, but coerced, maybe. Tempted with drugs. The doctor was found to have carried out further crimes between September 2015 and February 2018 when he drugged and sexually assaulted three other women. It's a pattern. During the investigation into the crimes, it was discovered that he had laced lipstick, champagne glasses, and toothpaste, all with cocaine. Bond's family opened a civil lawsuit for wrongful death after the surgeon was sentenced in the court in the state of Saxony-Anhalt, has now convicted him and ordered him to pay compensation to the victim's family. Judge Steffi Ewald said the defendant is sentenced to pay the funeral costs in the amount of £7,000, as well as survivor benefits to the deceased's husband and the son in the amount of £8,581 each. So, a modest payoff. No one's getting rich from this. Final story we have for you today. Real talk time. You know how there are just some guys' faces that scream gay? They're just really feminine and soft, and they got that swoopy hair. Maybe it's colored. It all adds up to big flaming homo. You don't have to know anything about him. You just know he's gay. I think a perfect example of that would be that Milo Yiannopoulos guy. You know that right-wing troublemaker, rabble-rouser? He calls himself a provocateur. I call him a hungry, hungry bottom. So the deal with him, I don't remember exactly what he said that caused him to be kicked off of Twitter and just about every fucking online service. He really has been canceled. Last we heard from him, he was complaining that he can't make a living anymore because no one will hire him, no one will pay him, and he can't even like beg for money online because all the services have shut him down, right? Well, now he is coming out as an ex-gay. Yeah, let's try that. See how that works out for you. Like, you know, this is just a desperate attempt to get back in the news, get some headlines. If he plays this ex-gay thing right, he'll be booked on like religious talk shows. I bet you the Jim Baker show will have him on. Might be able to start working for some like crackpot ministry. Then he'll start his own ex-gay ministry or company that helps people become straight or whatever. Like, it's so obvious that's what he's trying to do, right? So this guy announced, Milo announced that he's ex-gay. Said that he would like to help He would like to help rehabilitate what the media calls conversion therapy over the next decade. The 36-year-old British political commentator, whose speeches and writings often ridicule political correctness, social justice, and feminism, declared himself no longer gay and sodomy-free. Keep in mind, Milo once said that sex between 13-year-olds and older men can be life-affirming. I think that was the nail in the coffin for Milo's career. That was the final cancellation of Milo a few years ago. When I used to kid that I only became gay to torment my mother, I wasn't entirely joking, he said. Of course, I was never wholly at home in the gay lifestyle. But isn't he married to a dude? Maybe they're divorced at this point. Who is? Who could be? And only leaned heavily into it in public because it drove liberals crazy to see a handsome, charismatic, intelligent gay man riotously celebrating conservative principles. That's not to say I didn't throw myself enthusiastically into degeneracy of all kinds in my private life. I suppose I felt that's all I deserved. I'd love to say it was all an act and I've been straight this whole time, but even I don't have that kind of commitment to performance art. Talk about method acting. Asked about how he decided to become sodomy-free, Milo said, 4 years ago, I gave an interview to America Magazine, which they declined to print. It's taken me a long time to live up to the claims I made in that interview, but I'm finally doing it. How are we supposed to know what those claims are if the magazine never printed it? Could you elaborate, Milo? He says, in my recent stream of consciousness Telegram feed, I've been even more explicit, stomach churningly so, if the comments under my X days without sodomy posts are anything to go by. He says he's treating this like an addiction. You know, you never stop being an alcoholic, so he might fall off the wagon and onto a dick. Milo went on to say, over the next decade, I would like to help rehabilitate what the media calls conversion therapy. It does work, albeit not for everybody. As for my other aspirations and plans, well, no change. I've always considered abortion to be the preeminent moral horror of human history. I'll keep saying so even more loudly than before. Oh, as for his husband, he said, the guy I live with has been demoted to housemate, which hasn't been easy for either of us. They're still married, right? This is all an act. If you were going to give up being gay, you wouldn't stay with the guy you were married to. You know, you wouldn't let him stay in your house. Too much temptation there. Oh, apparently he was banned from Twitter over his racist abuse of Ghostbuster star Leslie Jones. What did he say about her? That's when he was permanently banned. In 2017, he was forced to resign from far-right news website Breitbart, where he was an editor, following a firestorm over the comments in which he appeared to condone pedophilia. I would like some clarification on that. Like, you're against the gay thing now. I get it. You're an ex-gay. But how do you feel about pedophilia? You're still a big proponent of that? I bet you he is. All right. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, I love to hear from you, and there are so many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. I'm all over social media, at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram. Don't forget, we've got a Discord where all the freaks hang out. There is a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. Use that as your invite in. All right. I've got a few calls here. First up, a couple patrons.
Yo, what up, Tim? It's your boy, guy not on Discord or whatever the fuck you want to call me. You know, when I get on Discord, you just call me Lofus. Just, I'm going to call in as Lofus all okay. the time. Lofus Cramwell. Anyway, I was just listening to the Glitter Dicks episode, and I just got done listening to Level Lady Cat Lady Shit Story, and it reminded me of the Sextastic Tuesday that you did with the, you know, the shit dildo,
right?
And yeah. I forgot to mention, like, a while back, that did you know that Catherine de Medici, not only was she ugly as all hell, okay, but she couldn't get pregnant, and she kept trying all these different ways to, like, get fertile. And so two of the ways that she decided to get fertile was drinking pregnant mare piss and using a shit dildo made of fucking cow shit and ground up stag antler.
All right, I'm going to have to look up this broad. What the hell was she up to? Cat? She was an Italian noblewoman. She was also the queen consort of France between 1547 and 1559. No information on shit dildos. I'm going to have to do a deeper dive, I think. Have historians written about this, like, in a book? That's something I'd pick up.
So she put that in her pussy, and her husband was totally fucking down for it. Because, I mean, I guess he didn't want to, like, look at her or whatever.
Fucking freaks back then.
Or he just was into the whole shit scene. And yeah, so famous person in history, or one of the most famous women in history.
Oh, really? I didn't know who she was.
Used a shit dildo. And I just thought that you, Timmy Boo Henson, should know that.
Totally. We can do a Sextastic Tuesday, like, period porn. And it's not the type of period we normally do on Sextastic Tuesday. Like historical porn.
To you, Tim, Tony Prolapse. So I'm just calling in. I'm probably going to say it so everyone else can say it too. Cat Lady, when you have enough shit like that, I'm going to need you to call into the voicemail line or record.
Yeah, a lot went down on yesterday's Sideshow exclusive podcast. Level Lady Cat Lady had an epic shit. hemorrhoids were blowing up.
Report it, because that sounds like it came out like a fucking rocket.
The bowl, it was like a cannonball turd shooting out of her. She's been constipated. It activated some of her hemorrhoids, aggravated them, the whole thing.
A little weird, but, you know, just drop the phone in there. Okay, don't drop the phone in there, but drop the microphone.
Normally, I would yell at Lovelady Cat Lady for not dangling a microphone down in the toilet and recording the shit. But in this case, I think she was in a lot of pain. It was one of those circumstances where she was like gripping the sides of the toilet. She even said she was gritting her teeth. She really was kind of giving birth yesterday.
Come on in there, let's get a recording, you know?
But yes, it would have been nice.
Ass shit. Also, are you on fucking opiates? Because those tend to cause constipation. And if you are, that's
probably
fine.
I love that you had to ask that question. Lovely Cat Lady is on every drug for every possible ailment. The girl has problems. Thank you. Yes, caller. Go right ahead.
Hello. I wanted to talk to you about this story about a prostitute, right?
Okay.
So it was a male prostitute, yes. Not myself, but a male prostitute.
Sure.
And he was
not you
fucking a guy, right? And it's like everything was fine, but like about 10 minutes into it, the person he was fucking just shit everywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one of the hazards of the job. And if you think about it, gay prostitutes are up in asses all day long. It's going to happen. I mean, just the odds are not in his favor. I'm curious, when you say shit went everywhere, was it just like a solid turd flying out? Was it just like mushy, like diarrhea? Or because of the aggressive pounding, right, the dick in the ass, Did he shake it up?
Did you shake it up? Did you shake it up?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of when I said that. But seriously, I mean, when there's that much jostling and pushing and gyration, maybe it activates some sort of like anal carbonation. Plus, like the air is being pushed in, but it's also sealed because of the dick. And so when the dick comes out, all that air is expelled and the anal carbonation is released, and that further just pressurizes the shit. It just pushes it all out.
There was shit all over his dick. There was shit on the bed. There was shit everywhere.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like anal carbonation.
Horrible time.
I think we found the title for today's
show.
And
like, I think they kept going after that. Like, I didn't really want to hear more after that, but I thought,
that's a pro right there, if he just kept fucking.
This is probably the kind of story you'd want to hear.
I'm too curious about the particulars here. Like, who is the person that told you this? It's just like this random gay prostitute who is talking to you.
Oh, there it is.
I feel like I feel like there's more to the story here that you don't want to tell. I think maybe you weren't the gay prostitute, but you were the guy getting fucked who shit all over the place. It's okay. You can use our voicemail line as a sort of confessional. You got to get it all out. Well, you did get it all out in every way possible. I hope you feel better. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That spells out 206-666-OHGOD. Oh, God. Oh, God. As in, oh, God.
I'm going to push it harder. I'm going to do it harder. Fill them up until their sperm is water falling out like a Niagara Falls or something. Yeah.
Nice. Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow if and only if you are Sideshow members. So it's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Support the show. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Eat my cock!
been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.